Okay.
Good afternoon, everyone. So my name is Quinten from Oxford Research Asia. So today, I'm going to talk about Sora, a high-performance software radio platform that's running on general-purpose multi-core processors. I think most of you has heard about the software radio. So the vision of software radio is to implement most of the functionality of wireless in software. So it changed the communication paradigm from what is known that each wireless standard is implemented using a specific hardware to the future that you only need a few general radio front end and all the standards are implemented as a pieces of software running at your computer system. So the benefit of software radio is obvious. For the end user, so the software radio provides a promise of the universal connectivity and potential cost saving. For the manufacturer, the programmability of software radio actually provided ideal platform to prototyping and developing and testing the products and the technologies. So that means faster developer cycle and the fast time between the technology to the market. And also for our researchers, so the software radio provides an open platform for everyone of us to do the innovative wireless systems research, which is until now only limited by a few big communication companies. So what is difficult to build software radio systems? First, because software radio push the boundary between the hardware and the software to the node level just behind the ADDA converters. So there are large volume of high fidelity digital samples need to be transferred between the radio front end and the processor. For example, in our .11 wireless technology, with 20 megahertz channel, you need to transmit 1.2 gigabit per second system throughput to transmit these samples. And the upcoming .11n standard will need up to 5 gigabit per second. And the future high-speed wireless, like gigabit wireless, require even over 10 gigabit per second system throughput. So how to support this high system I/O is a challenge to the computer system. Second, we know that the physical layer processing is computational intensive. This figure shows an overview of the processing blocks of .11 A and G. So you can see that there are several sophisticated processing blocks. So a quick estimation on the computational requirement shows that it requires 10 gig of reason per second to handle .11B, and for .11A, this number goes to 40 gig of reason per second. Consider even the server class of CPU running on only at a 3 gigahertz clock, so such computational requirement is really changed even for the cutting-edge CPU. Last but not least, is this wireless system is a real-time system. So there are many hard deadlines need to be captured, and it also requires the accurate timing control on the system behavior. For example, in .11 Mac, it requires a response within only 10 microsecond time window. If you fail to do that, the performance will be greatly reduced, or even it completely does not function. So that is also a real challenge to the computer system. So after understanding all these challenges, one might question, how could we do that in a commodity PC architecture? So actually, many of people have worked around from this approach. So they implement this wireless using programmable hardware. So this approach is actually not that soft. So using no-level hardware discrete language that directly program on the hardware logic. Thus, it has high performance. But because it's using a no-level description language, that we know that the hardware programming is very difficult, and it's also very difficult to debug. So actually it sacrifices the programmability. On the other hand, you can still insist on programming in C language in the general purpose processor, but you sacrifice the performance. For example, the current wide use GNU Radio, because of the limitation of their hardware interface and the software architecture, so they're only applicable for the low speed and narrowband wireless systems, for example, to achieve a few kilobit per second throughput. This limited, they are working as a platform for wireless research. As we know that the narrowband system has very different characteristics than wideband high-speed wireless systems. So in this talk, I'm going to convince you that actually we can resolve this SDR platform dilemma. So we introduce Sora, on which you can still program using C language on the commodity PC architecture, but you achieve high performance. Sora contains both technology in hardware and software to address the three challenges we have mentioned just now. First, we develop a new PCIe-based interface card, so it provides high system throughput. Second, we have developed a new set of optimization for implementing physical layer processing in CPU, and it will also streamline the processing over multiple cores to further accelerate the processing. So we have achieved high efficiency in this single processing. Last, we developed new technology called core dedication, which provides the microsecond level of real-time support. So in the following, I'm going to give you details of this technology. So this figure shows the architecture of Sora. And you can see the leftmost is the general radio front end components. So it has a well-defined interface between the radio control board, so you can change the different radio front end that with a different spectrum band. This is the RCB's radio control board. This is a PCIe-based interface card we have mentioned just now. So why we choose PCIe? Because it is already commodity for most of the modern PC architecture. And it has high throughput as well as no latency. And in current architecture, most of the PCIe are directly connected to the loss bridge, so it's nicely separated with other I/O devices. That provides you predictable performance. So this is a board we have built for Sora. It has a PCIe interface, and it also has up to 8 versatile radio front-end interface that can connect to different radio front-end. So it can connect to up to 8 channels, which means 8x8 MIMO. Okay, note that there's still a FPGA chip there, but this FPGA does nothing to do with the signal processing. It only implements all the hardware logic that implements the control path, the data path, and the latency control path, like a DMA controller, PCIe controller, and so on. So actually, we know that the data paths need to be buffered in our system because the radio front end always working at the synchronous mode, and the CPU processing also in asynchronous mode, so it requires some buffer to bridge these two processing modes. So our RCB, the measured throughput of our RCB achieved 12 gigabit per second throughput, and the latency, one-way latency, is bound only 360 nanoseconds. So it satisfies the requirement we have mentioned just now. Okay, now the core part of Sora is the software architecture. Actually, to achieve the high performance SDR processing, we're using three technologies here to achieve the efficient physical layer processing as well as the real-time support. First is that we have developed a set of optimization for physical processing in CPU. One key observation is that we found that in PC architecture, there's a large high-speed cache memory that can be made use of. So is it reasonable to trade memory for calculation in PC architecture? For example, this figure shows the operation of a convolutional encoder, which is a key algorithm in .11a and g physical layer. So the idea of the convolutional encoder is that it has a series of shift registers. So for each incoming bit, it's doing a XOR operation, doing XOR operations with selected bits in the register, in the shift registers, and give out the output bit. So if you directly implement that, so it actually shows you you need to use 8 operations, XOR operations, for every incoming bit. This is not efficient. Alternatively, we can use a lookup table to implement that. Because they only have the limited states of the all the registers, actually we can build a lookup table ahead and translate the operations just to the lookup table, lookup operations. Actually, we can only use 32 kilobytes to build up the lookup table, and to have only 2 lookup table lookup operations for entirely 8 bits. So that is much more efficient. Actually, we found that this trick can be applied to many of the physical layer algorithm implementation. So that greatly speed up the processing. The second is that we found that most of the physical layer algorithms have this data paradigm in nature. For example, this figure shows the operation of the fast forward transfer, which is a key algorithm in most of the file. The operation of FFTA can be divided into stages. So for each stage, for the later stage, it only depends a few values of the previous stage. So actually, we can find a lot of these values have independent dependency, so it can be calculated simultaneously. And they are already have been widely used, these SIMD extensions in CPU. These SIMD extensions are developed generally for the multimedia applications. But we found that they're still very suitable for processing wireless signals. Actually, so we heavily use these SIMD instructions to speed up physical processing, and this speed up is very significant. Even with these optimizations, there are some file is for some physical layer, it can still not squeeze all the processing into one core's capability. So we need to further speed up the physical layer processing using multiple cores. This is simple because physical layer can be modeled in general as a pipeline processing. So you can divide that pipeline into some sub-pipelines and assign these sub-pipelines to different cores. Because these sub-pipelines are running on different cores, so you need to connect these sub-pipelines using synchronized FIFO. So we develop a lightweight synchronized FIFO, which largely mitigates the overhead of synchronization. Also, the physical layer processing block has some predictable calculations and also has the predictable input and output data size. So actually, we can do the static scheduling at a compile time. So that reduces the overhead if you do a dynamic scheduling. Okay, I use a code dedication for real-time support in Sora. So the idea of code dedication is actually very simple. So in multi-core systems, we just allocate enough cores for SDR processing. So since these cores are dedicated, so we have guaranteed CPU, cache, and the memory bandwidth resource. So that gives you the predictable performance. And because the CPU is dedicated, it can also control the timing as the precision of CPU cycles. So that's achieved at microsecond level timing control. Actually, this abstraction is very simple and easier implemented in standard operating systems. For example, you know, we're currently using on XP, we implement the talk education without modifying the kernel code. Okay, we have implemented the Sora software in Windows XP, and it contains of 14 lines of code, including all the PCIe driver, memory support, and so on, this support. Based on that, we build a full suite of .11 ABG physical layer and DCF Mac. We call it software Wi-Fi. It contains another 9,000 lines of code. I need to mention that this 9K code are developed by two students in 2 months. And many of them are spent just to learning how this physical algorithms, how this algorithms works. So if you do that in hardware using FPGA, I think it's much more effort I need to pay. Okay, let's see some results. First, let's see the physical layer processing. So these two figures shows if you do not do any optimization, the required computation for the transmission and the receiving. We can see, for example, in the .11a and g, the receiving just ate a lot of computation. And this red line marks the capability of a standard 2.6 gigahertz core, which is, So when I say we need many, many cores if you do not do any optimization. And after Sora optimization, actually we can see the huge speed up in the physical layer processing. So now this can be fit well in only a few cores. Actually, two cores in line to do the .11. So actually we see that the optimizations that Sora does enable us to do the software implementation of today's high-speed wireless only in a few CPU cores. And this result shows the end-to-end throughput we have got. So this red bar shows the end-to-end throughput we get when two commercial .11 cards talk to each other. And the blue bar shows Sora as a transmitter to transmit to the commercial card. And the green one is Sora as a receiver. We can see that more or less they have the same performance. We are now seeing that software Wi-Fi is the standard implementation of Wi-Fi. But it just gives the impression that they can achieve the similar performance as the hardware implementation of .11. So we see that the similar interoperate with commercial Wi-Fi more or less proves that our implementation is crackless and also satisfy the timing requirement of the stand defined by standard. And it also achieved the commercial equivalent performance. Okay. Because now everything is implemented in software, so you can easily do extensions. For example, we can simply modify a few lines of code that we can do the explore the possibility that we can do the jumbo frames in .11. For example, in this case, we found that if you increase the frame size to 6K bytes, it actually gets the optimal performance. If you increase it larger, then the performance actually
It works.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, so yeah, actually we can also very simply to implement a TDMA Mac in Sora. So this figure just shows that when we do a schedule, pre-schedule time, so actually we can just transmit the frames at this pre-scheduled time point with an arrow within a 1 microsecond. And you can even do a few fantastic applications based on that. So for example, we have built a software or centimeter for Sora. So you can see, you can just show the digital waveform and the channel information modulations point. So you can know all about what is going on the air. So actually, this such a similar tools have been sold by many wireless instrument companies like Android, but they sell at a very high price. But now with Sora, you can do with your PC with the same functionality. Okay, now I come to the conclusion. We say that Sora is a full programmable software radio platform that on the commodity PC architecture. So you can easily program in C language on multi-core CPU and also get a high performance. So this is confirmed by our software Wi-Fi implementation, which is the first interoperable IO2.11 on general purpose processor. And we also plan to release Sora SDK, which is currently under development, as well as its hardware toolkits. And the price is estimated at $2,000. Okay, so I hope I've convinced you that using CPU, you can do some wireless signal processing just using general purpose CPU. And if you are still not convinced, I invite you to our demo. And we have a demo session in the evening. And I'm going to show you a performance of Sora that can communicate through an ad hoc network to a community PC and doing the high definition video streaming. And you can even interact with Sora with your own PCs and iPhone or smartphone. Okay, I think that's all. So it's time to take your questions.
Okay, so we have some time for a few questions here.
I am Meisam Yawande from EPFL. I was wondering, you mentioned that you have to carefully assign the jobs to different cores, to divide between multi-cores. I was wondering, do you have a dynamic algorithm to find the perfect allocation of the jobs to the cores, or for each CPU architecture, we have to come up with different approach?
Okay, so the question is how we assign this works into different processors, right? Yeah. Currently, we purely rely on the programmer to decide which sub pipeline to allocate to which cores. But I think that this can be many research already on this, how to do the scheduling on the CPU. I think there's going on research on this. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, hi, Yuvraj Agarwal from UC San Diego. I really like the paper. I just had a question. So, you know, you began the talk by saying, well, it would be nice to have, you could imagine SDR being used for multiple radio, you could Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, UWB, et cetera. Most radios are used in mobile devices, right? So where batteries are important. What do you think is going to actually, what is needed to actually make Sora or something like that work on battery-constrained platforms? Do you think they'll ever be able to get like the power performance characteristics of the individual radios, et cetera?
If I understand correctly, so you're asking about how the power issues on that, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is running
right.
On a core 2, like fancy
eight-core
machine, right?
I think that we see these general purpose processors is a must have a huge power consumption compared to some specific dedicated hardware implementation, sure. But I think that soft radio now, the most benefit of soft radio is that you can do the quick prototyping and to study all these algorithms and the research. So let's give you. So while you do the prototyping, when you do the research, you actually do not care about power, right? And also it's another case that for the base stations, you also, that's a power is not that less critical. Yeah, but I'm not sure if we can apply to your phone, your embedded device, though.
So if I understand, you say you don't think there'll be a commoditized version of a software radio running on my laptop?
No, not that. But this depends on your processor's improvement. For example, many, I think, for the Intel, maybe doing this low power processor, so you can apply that only when the power consumption is lower than some threshold. Yeah, believe that.
Okay, thank you.
So I have two questions. Oh, Ryan Newton from MIT. The first one is related to the very... I can't. Maybe I can combine it with a conjunction. Okay, I have one multi-question. So the first is half a question because it's related to the first question that the gentleman asked. So one and a half, I guess. But so you mentioned the existing work on mapping data flow graphs like the one you showed onto the cores of your SMP processor. So did you look into using any existing systems for scheduling these synchronous data flow graphs, such as the StreamIt system or whatnot? And that was the half question. That should be easy to remember. So the other question I had was with respect to the provisioning of dedicated cores. I was wondering how you do that in the presence of a shared cache and a shared memory bus for two cores that are on the same chip. Thank you.
I think that the first question is, is there any, this question is how do they scheduling, right? Do the scheduling over there. Yeah, sure, but the thing is that the wireless processing is basically you can predict their scheduling time because you just consume a fixed number of input samples and do a fixed number of, or more like a fixed number of calculation and output. So I think that the best way to do that is using a static compiler, so you do not need to have dynamic scheduling over there to avoid this overhead, because the performance currently is still the most critical things we want to achieve. And the second thing is about the shared cache, right? Shared cache and shared resource. Yeah, I think I say that because it's a cache, there's a cache and the memory bandwidth is actually shared between the CPU cores, right? So if you do the dedicated CPU calls, actually you dedicate a certain of resource. For example, memory bandwidth. So if you dedicate one call, more or less you have this half of the bandwidth I guaranteed for you. And for the cache is currently just shared by two calls. And I see that most of the so for .11a we add whatever we leave two calls dedicated, so you can control how to share this cache with your two dedicated calls. Yeah. I'm not sure you will answer the question.
I can be pretty quick. So a lot of the finer details of implementing a radio like 802.11 goes into handling not the high performance but the low performance or the low performance situations. For example, doing soft bit decoding in Viterbi or having an adaptive equalizer. Were you able to fit any of that sort of low performance refinement into the SOAR implementation with the CPU resources you had?
Sorry, I didn't get your question, so can you?
A lot of the work and a lot of extra processing goes into handling weak signal strength and heavy multipath. Rather than the high performance, 54 megabits when they're sitting next to each other. Did you have enough CPU time available to do that too?
So you mean that the algorithms for example, to handle the multipaths, so to get the reliable, right? Is that so other than the throughput, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think that the throughput we just mentioned is as, you know, if you cannot handle these multipaths, actually cannot get high throughput. Because you know the multipath is everywhere. If you go with 20 meg channel, then you must facing this. So I think that I'm not saying that we have handled it completely, but I think more or less we have already handled it. Right.